Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. On a hot and humid afternoon recently in the rural community of La Center, near the Ohio River in western Kentucky, we caught up with former jockey Patricia Cooksey. Retired from the saddle since June of 2004, Patty, or PJ as she is sometimes known, now works for the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission as a presiding judge for harness racing on the Kentucky Fair Circuit. On this particular occasion, she was keeping watch over a 16-race program perched under an umbrella along the top row of a set of aluminum bleachers overlooking a half-mile racetrack. She has traded her boots and riding crop for a pair of flip-flops and a set of binoculars as she goes about the business of conducting inquiries, investigating claims of foul, and enforcing license requirements for the Kentucky standardbred community. She notes with pride that her father trained harness horses when she was growing up in Youngstown, Ohio. Still, Patty Cooksey smiles when harness racing fans ask her about her illustrious riding career. More than 2,000 wins, 4 riding titles at Turfway Park, winningest female jockey ever at Churchill Downs, first woman to ride in the Preakness, second woman to ride in the Kentucky Derby, on and on the list goes. And Patty graciously accommodated our request when we asked her to be our tour guide for this edition of our stroll through racing history. We began by asking Patty about So Vague, a colt whom she rode in the Kentucky Derby back in 1984. While she is grateful to be able to say she rode in the Derby, she also remembers the thrill of going to California to ride So Vague as a juvenile in the 1983 Hollywood Preview. It was a race which saw her become the first female jockey ever to win a $100,000 stakes in California, as So Vague paid $35 as part of the mutual field.
And it was kind of funny. Everybody's going, what are you flying clear out there for to ride that horse? He's got no shot, you know. And my motto always was, you can't win it if you're not in it. Hey, it was an opportunity. They paid my way out. It's a stake. You know, there's Willie Shoemaker, Chris McCarron, Georgie Velasquez. I mean, you name it. The top riders in the nation. 14 horse field going 7 furlongs. And I can remember the race again like it was yesterday, you know. And my horse started picking it up, and I kind of looked up the stretch, and they started spreading out. Now, these are a bunch of two-year-olds, but they're like all running at the same time. And I remember I had to just make a right-hand turn because I was rolling. And it was great getting back to the jock's room because they were all like, oh, the big jock from Kentucky comes and takes all the money type thing. And it was just so fun. Those guys were so supportive and everything. And so that was pretty memorable.
Another race Cooksey vividly remembers was one which took place 16 years later in the fall of 1999 at Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington, Kentucky. That was the day she rode Gimme a Kissy in the Valley View Stakes and pulled a 34-1 upset. She remembers it well.
Like it was yesterday. You know, that was my only stakes win at Keeneland. You know, it was awful tough riding there behind Pat Day and those guys. But I'd ridden the filly before, and she ran a good race, but she kind of died on me, and she kind of run off a little bit the first part of the race. So they decided to put her in the stakes race, and I asked them if I could, you know, change my strategy a little bit. And they said, you just ride her. So I took her back. She had a lot of speed. I took her back behind two other horses, and I was strangling her, trying to hold her off the pace, just not wanting her to run that first part. And, you know, top of the stretch, I just kind of let her start going out a little bit, and she started picking them up, passed them. But I'll tell you what, I was glad nobody was coming at the 16th pulling at the wire because she was walking. But hey, we got the win. I'll take it.
Cooksey also recalls another race from her days of riding at Keeneland, but it wasn't a stakes and she didn't win. Instead, it was a maiden special weight held at Keeneland's fall meet in the year 2000. The colt she rode that day finished off the board, but she never forgot him. The colt's name was Monarcos.
I was getting on him for John Ward, galloping in the mornings, breezing him, and he was just a big lazy colt, lazy as can be. And we just couldn't get him to, we couldn't get it to click in his mind that you're a racehorse, you have to run faster. So Mr. Ward told me, he said, I'm just gonna put him in a race. He said, we're just gonna break him sharp, put him in between horses, let him get some dirt. You know, we're gonna teach him something because it just hadn't clicked for him. So I got to ride Monarcos his first start, and of course he went on to win the Kentucky Derby.
A battle with cancer would sideline Cooksey from September of 2001 until June of 2002. She returned to the races, but 10 months later, in April of 2003, she broke both legs in a racing accident at Keeneland. Again, she came back, returning in March of 2004, but 3 months later, she decided it was time to walk away. The date was June 24, 2004, and despite the fact 17 years have passed, Cooksey admits that she misses being in the saddle.
I miss riding every day, and I feel like I may have retired prematurely. You know, I'd gone down in that spill at Keeneland and broke both my legs, and, you know, a year later, I made a comeback. And, you know, it was going to be tough, but I was determined that that wasn't going to be my last race lying in the middle of the racetrack with both legs broken. So, you know, I was riding a few, but I was having a lot of pain with the rod in my leg. It was really giving me a lot of pain, and I didn't realize at the time that I could get the rod taken out. I just didn't feel like I was given, you know, I could give the horseman everything because of, you know, the pain, so I went ahead and retired.
Today, Cooksey finds herself enjoying the chance to be involved with horses through a different role. She is now in her second season as chief steward for the standardbred races on the Kentucky Fair Circuit, and she credits the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission's executive director, Mark Guilfoyle, for playing a key role in giving her the opportunity. Our thanks to Patty Cooksey for being our special guest on this week's edition of The Stroll. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.